I cater to delight my creation by appreciating them. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I cater to delight my creation by appreciating them. What does it mean to appreciate our creation? Well, number one, it's calling them good and very good, whatever our creation may be. Well, my creation is my son and my daughter, you know, and so forth. Well, is your dog your creation? I guess, maybe, you know. Oh, very much so. Is your wife or your husband your creation? They're their own creation. No. If anybody in your world is their own creation, then you're not taking charge. You're not being the master of yourself. You're not looking at yourself and saying, hey, I'm in charge here. I'm in charge here. We're talking about how people like to tell about the past to make the present sound intelligent, you know. That's a perfectly normal thing to do because we're still living in the past. Now, I was thinking of telling you instances from my past because it had been brought up recently. And I was going to bring them to your attention, and I thought, no. If I bring them to your attention, then your attention will not be on what they are in the present. It'll be on what they were in the past. And this is a tough, tough thing to do because we are so inclined to think that what has happened is the important thing. Now, is that really the important thing, what has happened? What is really the important thing? What you're doing right now? What's really the important thing for your mind? What you're thinking about right now? It doesn't make any bit of difference if I say to you, the house burned down and this is gone and that's gone and mother and dad, they burned up with the house, you know, and stuff like that. And you say, no, you don't say yes. You say, yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, are you still moaning and groaning for their death? Or are you ready to leave it go and let it be? Well, that's kind of cold. No. And life goes on. We have to let the past be past. Now, anytime you think of your mom or dad, you think lovely thoughts about them. You don't think about unhappy thoughts. If you think about them burning in the fire, you are very mean. You are creating them back there burning in the fire. And Herb, you make it sound so terrible and so, you know, cold. And it is just that. It's terrible and it's cold and foolish. We want to live in the present, experience all things in the present, be ourselves in the present, and enjoy ourselves. Now, if your mom and dad were here, what would they want you to do? Would they want you to have a good time? Sure. Now, when your mom and dad are gone, they're taking a vacation to, say, Trieste, yeah? You know where Trieste is, yeah? Taking a vacation over to Monaco, you know? They're taking a vacation over to Rome, and they're going to go meet the Pope, because they're very good at that. And do you feel anxiety for them? Do you feel unhappiness for them? Well, anytime a person dies, moves to another level of consciousness, what are they doing? They're going into another experience, and it's like going to visit the Pope, like going to visit Monaco. It's like going to visit the Mediterranean Sea, or, you know, and what have you. Now, you have the ability to go and visit Africa when it was in the Sahara area, a great and wonderful forest, the trees, you know, high up into the sky. Very lovely. You have the opportunity to do that. Now, all you have to do is look at the National Geographic, and you'll see that. And when you look at the National Geographic and see that, what are you learning about? What are you seeing? You're seeing what's going on, and you're seeing it in the present. But if you look at it and you say, well, thousands of years ago, the Sahara area was a great forest, then you're living in the past. But if you're living in the idea that that right now everything is fine and dandy, then that's what it's all about. Now, we're living here, and Rex has had a very nice day. He has been playing over here at the monastery all day while I was in town shopping. Rex, come. 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 Mm-hmm. Over here. Over here. Come over here now. Good boy. Come over here. Rex. Hey, Rex. Rex, come. Come. Rex. Rex, come. Rex, come. Rex, come. Over here. Come. Over here. Come. Rex. Rex, come. No, not there. Here. Rex, come. Rex, come. Come. Over here. Now, over here. Now, sit down. Now, stay down. Now, be there. Button, you be a good boy too, okay? Now, I have just taken a minute of our time here on the internet to call the dogs, and you'd think that they'd be better minded than that. But they've had a fun day of doing just about anything they wanted to do, and there was nothing that really made any requirements on them, and they had forgotten the responsibility to follow the commands that are given to them. Now, Rex, when I give you a command, you follow it, because you're in the present. I don't think of all the things that you did during the day today, all the good treatment you got, and all the special love that you got, which is, Rex, Rex, come on over here. Come on over here. Rex, come. Come, come, Rex. Yeah, he's remembering all those things now, and he's playing the game. Rex, Rex, hey, Rex, Rex, come here. Rex, come here. Rex, come here. Come, Rex, come. Over here. Over here. Now, sit down. Rex, we're going to put your leash on you so that you'll sit down here and you'll stay here nicely. And you'll know that this is what it is. Now, sometimes you have to do this with your thoughts. You have to be consistent until they come in line with what they should do. And if you're going to just say, oh, it doesn't work, it doesn't work, oh, these things just don't work, I say come to the dog and he doesn't come. Well, you don't say come with authority. You don't say come until he comes. And make sure that he comes and make sure that he stays. And naturally, you don't have any conviction. Now, we said here, I cater to delight my creation by appreciating them. Now, do you think Rex is being appreciated? Mm-hmm. Do you think that he appreciates me expecting him to behave? Yes, he does, very much so. Is he unhappy being here? Not in the slightest. But the thing is, I think he's unhappy. I use the word chain him up. I use the word tie him down. I use the word behave. And in his mind, those things don't exist. He is never tied down. He is never chained. He has his leash, which is made of chain, and that leash is put on him sometimes, and he is placed in an area. I say, now you stay here and have a good relaxation time while I water the plants. Because if you come along with me while I water the plants, you drink all the water that I'm trying to put on the plants. And I don't get any water on the plants, you know. And he says, yeah, I understand, but it's fun to drink the water. And this is how it is with us. We think it's fun to do those things. Oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that charming what he does? And no, it's not cute and it's not charming. If you say to your dog, Rex, sit. Yes. And Rex doesn't sit, but he runs in front of an automobile and gets killed. You think, oh, why didn't I train him better? Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? And you see, there is no why didn't I. Right now, we have the opportunity to do all these things with our mind, to train our own self. Now, I like me is a phrase we're using. And we say, all is in divine order. Now, can you say I like me without remembering the naughty you? That's kind of tough. Can you say I like me without remembering when you were not appreciated? When you have a stomach ache, or when you have a hurt, or you have a lack in some way? You see, when you say I like me, you say I like me without any condition, without any relationship to anything else. Now, the really fun one is what? All is in divine order. And you say, my God, you're sleeping. All is not in divine order. Just look at the conditions out here. Well, you see, this is where we have to be sleeping. This is where we have to have our mind one-pointed on whatever it is that we wish to have. Now, is Rex behaving perfectly now? Yes. Is Rex unhappy that he's laying here by my side enjoying this? No. Does Rex lift up his head when I say, you know, sit down, Rex, and stuff like that? Sometimes he does, yes. But the thing is, when I like myself, I can give commands. We were talking to someone the other day, and we talked about on the email too, internet. You have to be a good employee before you can ever be a good boss, because a good employee knows how to follow directions. And can you imagine your boss coming up to you and saying, "Do this, do that," and then you say, "My own way, I will do it." You know, and can you imagine how long you'll be there? Not very long. And as it rightly should be, that you're not very long. Because your boss always gives you these things. Now, here we have a double-edged sword. We have a boss, and we have you're in school. So, you have two areas. If you will benefit by them, they'll just bless your life and make everything so fantastic for you, if you will work with it harmoniously and work with it joyously. But if you say, I don't like women bosses, you know, I don't like men bosses, I don't like, and as Ellen has learned, ha 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 ha, as Ellen has learned, she doesn't like kid bosses. She had Jan be, at when he was 21, telling her what to do here on campus. And that was kind of hard for her to take at first, because Jan was just a young man. Jan was sincere in everything he did. He didn't boss with a braggadocio. He bossed with an authority. But he still was hard to take. And the moment Ellen realized she was in school and that she was here to follow the program, whatever the program was, and Jan merely gave the details of the program to each person, then she could handle it very well. But up until that time, until she got the logic of it, until she got the understanding of it, she wasn't able to handle it. And this is where we all want to train ourselves, so that we don't need the logic, we don't need the understanding, we recognize we're in training, and as we are training ourselves to follow the rules and follow the protocol, then everything works out perfectly for us, and the next thing you know, we're the boss. Next thing you know, we're in charge. The next thing you know, we're being creative, and we're recognizing that other people don't necessarily want to follow our program for them. But this is what the game's all about. We want to learn how to appreciate our creation. I appreciate my creation on a job where I am employed. I appreciate my creation of the type of people I work with. I appreciate my creation of the type of people I have as my boss, who give me directions and tell me what to do. I appreciate those things, and I appreciate all these things. And there are times you might grit your teeth while you're appreciating it, but you still appreciate it. And in hindsight, you can look back over a lot of things and say, wow, wasn't that great? But in the present moment, you sometimes look at things and you say, this is just more than I can bear. And never let that happen to you. Never let it be more than you can bear. Always know that you are the master. And as we have said here, I cater to delight any creation by appreciating them, appreciating who they are. train yourself in this. But in the illustration with Rex, stay with it until he comes and does what he's supposed to do. He got up three different times. He laid down every time. I said lay down, but not in the right place. He laid down with his buddy Button. He laid down on the other side of the table. He laid down by the door. He had to go to get a drink. You know how you have to go get a drink, especially in the middle of the night. Mama, I'm thirsty, you know. And so it is. But appreciate your creation and watch your creation appreciate you. Have a lovely evening, a lovely day, or lovely time, for this is your thought for today. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.